fine, Jill.
You're just gonna ignore me forever?
Sounds good to me.
I tried to call you last night, but your cell phone was asleep. We need to talk.
Bobby, we've talked. 74 minutes yesterday, 124 the day before, and 256 the day before that.
Why do we own that?
So this is When a Stranger Calls, the remake with Miss Camilla Bell. Why do we own that? Is that for you or for me?
That would be for me. So
for you, okay.
Here's a really great example of the exact problem we're trying to curb with this project. So I used to be a big time connoisseur of horror films. I mean, I used to watch and proudly own movies like The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
I owned The Crazies, the remake with Timothy Olyphant.
I remember The Rake.
I owned the Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead and the George Romero Dawn of the Dead. I owned horror movies from so many genres. And what happened was, when we first started dating, you were incapable of watching horror films.
Okay, can we maybe cut me a little slack?
No. No, you couldn't watch horror movies. You were afraid to watch, I remember there was a time where you were afraid to watch Shaun of the Dead.
So, I have gotten far better with horror films, and I would say that I even really enjoy some horror films.
I agree. Though most of them are now, we find on Netflix, like The Babadook.
Babadook was fantastic.
It Follows.
Also fantastic.
Lights Out, we rented the other night. Not Lights Out.
Hush.
Lights Out was, we haven't seen that one yet. It's, what am I talking about? It's The Blind Man.
Hush.
No, that's The Deaf Woman.
Oh.
Don't Breathe.
So Don't Breathe was fantastic.
But even some of the lesser ones, lesser known ones, Housebound, that New Zealand movie about the kid who's actually living in the walls.
Yeah, which was surprisingly really funny.
Really funny, really good. Like, we found a lot of good horror movies.
The Shining, I love.
Do you remember what I still think about? Too. The Shining, sure. Do you think what I still think about, though, is the Rebecca Hall horror movie with the little kid, who's Bran Stark. The no Awakening. Idea. It takes place...
Oh, in the boys' school.
In a boys' school.
That was very good.
Imelda Staunton
is in it. That was very good.
Check that out if you're looking for horror movies.
That's one of the few movies I did not predict.
Do not, in fact, check out the remake of When a Stranger Calls.
Starring Camilla Bell.
Here's the reason why we own this. So, I used to own a bunch of horror movies, and we started dating, and you...
6 years ago.
6 years ago, you made me get rid of all of my, almost all of my horror movies.
Look, it's not my fault you were so susceptible to my charm.
It's true. I want The Crazies back. I want these movies back.
We can buy back The Crazies, but then we just have to do a podcast on The Crazies, and we probably decide to get rid of it.
You're probably right. Yeah. So, I got rid of all these horror movies, and then, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, you felt really bad about that period of what's really funny is that you then went and tried to replace my collection by giving me movies that you think that I might like Seven, which we've covered in this podcast already. Like, you thought, you gave me movies that I thought
I would just wasn't correct.
And then what I did after that in response to it was I was like, oh, okay, so you're into the idea of horror movies again. I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of mid-2000s slasher
films.
That I
totally never watched because I was too afraid of horror films.
And one of them was a double disc set.
Yes.
And honestly, it's one disc with both movies on...
Fuck, so we can't even do anything with it until after we watch the other one.
And so this double disc set is I Know What You Did Last Summer and When a Stranger Calls.
So... meaning that we immediately now have to watch I Know What You Did Last Summer so we can make an executive decision on this fucking disc.
That's probably true. Yeah. But now I would love to hear your story, because it's one of the reasons why I bought this, of why What a Stranger Calls sticks in your memory.
Okay, great. So, let's hearken back here. It was August of 2004, because it was a summer before I entered freshman year of high school.
So you were?
14.
14.
And I had never really seen a horror film before. The scariest thing I'd seen was probably Wizard of Oz. And I was obsessed with it. My mom was like, you're going to be very afraid of this. And I was obsessed with the Wicked Witch immediately and wanted to be her.
My dad will appreciate you being afraid of the flying monkeys. Your mom will be very upset with the voice you just used to make fun
that's,
of.
That's not what my mother sounds like. I was obsessed with the flying monkeys and immediately wanted all of them as pets and wanted to be the Wicked Witch. So, August 2004, one of my friends, Tom, we had like this group of like six or seven really close friends. We were about to enter high school, and he had a pool in his backyard and a living room like off the pool, but with like doors and windows that like fully opened. So it was like
big glass wall almost.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like an outdoor indoor living space.
It flowed.
We were at his house. It was probably like 2 weeks before we entered high school. It was a group of like eight or nine of us. And we were just, you know, like fucking around, like pushing each other in the pool or whatever. And everyone was like, let's watch a horror movie. And I was like, I really don't think we should do that because Christmas Carol at Trinity Rep scared the living fuck out of me. And I would appear at my parents' bedside at age 13 at like 2 in the morning being like, I see Stephen Berenson as a scary man trying to scare me in chains coming out of a furnace.
That is a rare podcast reference to Stephen Berenson of Trinity Rep fame.
He's like, what, 5'2"?
Yeah.
But there was one season in Christmas Carol.
Like, literally the least scary. Yeah.
No, like, one season in Christmas Carol, he came out of a furnace. They, like, repurposed a working furnace for the stage, and he walked out of it, and it scared the bejesus as Jacob Marley.
Of course.
And I buried my head in my father's arm, and I sang a song that I made up that I still remember to this day.
Oh, please.
I like mud! I like mud! If you ask me what I like, I say, I like mud! Over and over and
that
over.
That was amazing.
It was called I Like Mud. I don't like mud.
That was
really
better than any Katy Perry song.
I really, really, really hate being dirty. And for some reason, I buried my head like in the crux of my father's armpit. But I was like probably 12 and in the second row of this theater singing I Like Mud.
Wait, during the show?
Oh, yeah. Middle of the scene, he's going,
oh, my God.
Ebenezer. And I'm going, I like mud, I like mud. If you ask me what I like, I say, I like mud.
Do you know what I would love to do now?
Is contact Stephen Berenson.
Find Stephen Berenson. Be like, hey, do you remember that kid who was just screaming,
I like mud?
In the front row back in, like, 98?
Meanwhile, my brother, who was, like, 5 or 6, was 2 seats down from me, or maybe right next to me. And my mother's shoulder just sobbing uncontrollably. And it's a small theater, so the second row was, like, still, like, on the stage. Or, like, one tiny little level up. And then I remember at the end of the show, Stephen Berenson came out, like, he was, like, redressed as, like, townsfolk number 4.
Yeah.
And he came out. And he, I remember, he and I, like, made eye contact, and he, like, sang the finale only towards me, and I was like,
that's because he realized that he made you cry.
Correct.
Actors are people.
Correct.
Who can see through the fourth wall, and he was like, Jesus Christ, I scarred that kid for life. Let me save it by singing at them and into their soul.
But you know what kills me?
Please.
Is that he was probably in, like, 2, like, styrofoam chains. And, like, some old age makeup, and there was a lot of steam. So, anyways, now that we're significantly into our podcast, I didn't like horror films.
Right. And so?
And so, August 2004, everyone was like, let's watch a horror movie. And I'm like, no, let's not. But I lost. And so, me...
I love that all of that lead up is just so you can get to why you don't like a stranger.
Correct.
When a stranger calls.
So, we all got in Tom's living room, and we were, like, 8 hormonal... almost high school age kids, so we were all on like one itty bitty couch, and I was snuggling up to Ben.
Of course, Ben.
So Ben was going to a private school in September, but I was going to public school. I don't know why you'd bother sending your kid to private school from where I was from, because it was literally a blue rim at a
rich kid McRich town.
Right. So like, why are you spending more money sending your kid to St. Andrews?
Right.
But I digress. So we're all on the couch, and
I'm
like,
the pride of your town's high school was the golf team. Ridiculous.
Rhode Island Country Club was where Brad Baxton played.
Yes. You're making my point for me. Thank you.
So, we were all watching When a Stranger Calls Back, which is the sequel to the original When a Stranger Calls. Now, keep in mind, this was 04, so it was on, like, VHS.
Right.
We popped it in. Pilar and Tom
The real question is, who owned a copy of When a Stranger Calls Back, the sequel?
Thomas!
You have got to reach out to Tom and be like, what was happening in your household owned the sequel?
Yeah, this was 13 years ago. So Pilar and Tom were like fucking like snuggling and making out on the couch, and everyone else was snuggling, and I ended up being fucking terrified because the villain in When a Stranger Calls Back paints himself to look like the walls.
Because he is a...
actor.
Makeup artist. And we, I made Cassie watch this movie.
Not even the correct one!
No. When a Stranger Calls Back.
Oh, it was on HBO, right?
Because it was on HBO, like, I mean, this was like maybe 2 years ago. And we're watching...
6 months.
Whatever. And we're watching this movie, and we get to the part where she's afraid of, and what it is that this makeup artist has painted himself to look like a brick wall.
It was fucking terrifying.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a horror movie ever. So, this movie I bought specifically because I know that Cassie has this aversion to When a Stranger Calls.
This is called exposure therapy. When my Lexapro doesn't quite cut it, Dave decides to just take it a step beyond the medication.
Yeah, exactly. And also, just in general, like, just
cleansing the palate.
Home invasion movies in general is a good... That's, like, the one thing that bothers you that I don't give a shit about.
Please note, we live in a doorman building.
Yeah.
When our door is double locked at all times.
Right. You need a dongle to get through the door.
A dongle.
And then we have an extra lock on the door, plus they would have had to get through the doorman.
Correct. Yeah. So, unless you're a regular pizza delivery guy, shout out to a regular pizza delivery guy, Denona Rosa
on Fifth Avenue.
You are delicious.
We would take a sponsorship if that's what it takes.
Please don't sneak into our apartment. Although I feel like our security desk does know you by now, sir, because we never get a call when you arrive. You just arrive.
He just goes up. So we bought this movie, we watched it tonight, and this movie... what I will say about this movie is that it is a time capsule of 2006, and that literally the premise of the movie is that she's babysitting...
Yep.
To work off the debt.
She went over her minutes
because
on
she
her
went
cell phone.
Over her minutes on her cell phone.
Guys, it wasn't just 10 minutes. It was 800 minutes because she was in a fight with Bobby.
Right. So her father, played by Clark Gregg.
In a 30-second cameo.
Of Agent Coulson fame. He got an and in the credits. And I was like, what had he done up to this point to deserve
credits? He had literally a 30-second scene where he was just driving a car.
And chastising his daughter. And here's the real... by the way, speaking of weird-ass mid-2000s cameos.
Oh, yeah?
We have Roy from The Office playing the officer who solves the mystery in the end.
And then ends up being useless because she's like, I'm totally super scared. Useless. And he's like, okay, bye.
I was like...
See ya.
If Scream is the movie that sets up the, you know, stranger crawls the house and freaks out the girl genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Like Scream is the perfect version of that genre. This is the worst possible version.
Yeah, no. Here's the deal. It's yes, worst possible version because Camilla Bell really, really pretty much sucks.
She makes some poor decisions.
Just some terrible decisions. Like, just fucking call 911. But!
Yeah, don't call the operator.
Yeah,
the local police
force. But
I have
to say, I had a similar situation. I was like, God, I was too old. I was probably like 18 or 19. And I was babysitting.
He's the kind of guy that might try to sue you just for using his first name.
We'll call him Dipshit. I was babysitting for this dipshit.
Right.
Whose house was like... really, really offset from the road. Like, really long, rambling driveway.
Sure.
Like, really long. Like, went over a brook long.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were out, and he asked me to come by their house at 2 o'clock to babysit. She would be home at, like, 2:30, and I would stay till, like, not late, like, 4:30 or 5. Very simple. Just, like, hang out. Fine. Whatever. I'm like, okay, great. Not a problem. I knew them very well. I did theater with them. Great. So I'm at their house, which was a raised ranch, but with, like, a weird extension. What do you call that? An addition?
Like, what, like, above the garage or something, or...
Not even, they didn't have a garage. It was just, like, a weird, like, almost like a tumor off to the right. It just didn't look right. It was just weird.
And just the house, tacked on.
Yeah, and the house was just a little dirty, and they had a giant fish tank. I'll have to remember this. It was, like, at least, no exaggeration, like, 5 feet wide and 4 feet tall.
Like this movie with the koi pond.
Exactly, only this was in their living room.
For sure.
Like, one of those fish tanks built into the wall. And then I sat down to just, like, watch TV or something, and their house had a weird smell just because they weren't very clean people. And then the phone rang, and they were in the middle of the woods, mind you. And I picked it up, and immediately upon picking it up, the line went dead. Like, beep, dead. And I remember being like,
ooh,
what the fuck? And then immediately upon the line going dead, all the power in the house went off.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm.
And I freaked the fuck out. Everything just instantly rebooted, and I'm like, And then I heard doors open and close, and I'm like, this is the worst fucking thing ever. So, my first thought was not call 911. My first thought, I went into the
kitchen.
Thus
vindicating Camilla Bell.
Vindicating Camilla Bell. I was like, I was what her age is supposed to be. I went to the kitchen, and I grabbed a massive steak knife. And I was holding this steak knife. And I took out my, like, little dinky, like, flip phone, and I called my parents.
Mm.
And I'm like, hi, get over here, please. So then they started driving over.
And they're freaking out.
My mother is beyond freaking out. So I decided the safest place for me to stand is on, like, the entry, like, landing outside of the house. Because then I can see everything.
Sure.
And the kid wasn't home yet.
Right.
It was literally just me. So, like, I locked myself outside the house. I had the keys. Like, on this little, like, 3x2 foot, like, patio step.
Okay.
With a kitchen knife in my hand.
All right.
And my cell phone in the other. And I'm just waiting for somebody to come and fucking murder me.
Right.
As I'm standing there, I hear, hey, are you the babysitter? And I look to my left, and there is a fucking tenant living in his creepy-ass tumor addition.
Bah.
That he just never decided to tell me about.
But wait, where is he?
She is standing on the separate tenant entrance landing that they had built, thus all the door slamming I heard, but never fucking told me. So I'm standing there with a fucking kitchen knife and a cell phone waving at this tenant, being like, I'm gonna wave because I don't know who you are and I hope you don't fucking kill me, as my parents screech into the long driveway and hop out of the car, and like 2 minutes later, and like the tenant just like goes back into her little apartment, and like 2 minutes later the after school program drops off the foster kid, and she's like, oh, did you see so and so? She lives next door. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then me and my mother babysat his foster kid for the rest of the day.
That is really funny. And honestly, it gives some context to Camilla Bell. I would like to see that level of anxiety in Camilla Bell.
Yeah, because I was fucking terrified. But at the same time, when you're 17, you don't necessarily think the cops. Because when you're 17, the safest place in the world is under your parents' roof. That's all
fair.
You've ever known.
That's, although, I guess she did call her dad and got a voicemail or something.
Also, I don't know about you, but whenever I was left with a babysitter when I was little, no matter when it was, once cell phones were invented, even if my parents were at the movies, their cell phone was on.
And also,
you don't let it go to voicemail.
You don't punish your kid by taking away their cell phone and then sending them away to a different house. Ever.
You punish your kid by being like, here's your cell phone, go babysit.
Don't use it unless it's an emergency.
And if you use it, you're going to owe us a lot of money.
Right.
Yep.
I actually have a similar story that I don't even know if I've ever told you before. I was home alone. Doug, my brother, would have been away at college or whatever.
Okay, so you were in high school.
Definitely high school.
Okay.
So old enough to know what is danger and what isn't, right?
Right.
And it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
A very dangerous time.
And of all things, a stereo goes off.
In your house?
Upstairs.
Oh, no, you don't remotely go upstairs. You stay huddled in your living room until your parents come home or the cops arrive.
Okay, all right. So that vindicates me a little bit. But so the stereo goes off and loudly playing music. Loudly.
And you're freaking the fuck out downstairs.
My bedroom.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Okay.
So you're freaking out.
So I'm freaking out. And I grab a kitchen knife. I mean, the biggest knife I can find.
Serrated and everything.
Which is totally hilarious. Serrated.
Yeah.
Because if an intruder is in your house,
why
aren't
would
they
put a stereo?
Right? Like, aren't they going to try to be quiet?
Not their...
Like, why are they just going to be turning on stereos?
Unless, see, my thought process would probably still be, they're psychopathic and they're trying to lure me into their
lure life. You upstairs right. So that you... All right, so I go upstairs... After much deliberation.
Were you, like, standing in the kitchen watching Law & Order reruns and eating a snack?
Yeah, right about, yeah.
Okay.
Probably 3D Doritos. Do you remember 3D Doritos?
Oh my god, absolutely 3D Doritos!
Okay.
They were very potent.
Those were gross.
Really gross, and your breath would not stop smelling
absolutely.
For a long time.
And they tasted nothing like Doritos.
Nothing,
like,
but you
what...
ate them because they were new.
Yeah, watching RoboCop, the TV show, the animated TV show. So anyway, I grab this giant knife.
Of course you do.
And I finally, like, have the courage to go upstairs into my bedroom, and the stereo is on, and I turn it off, and my heart's pounding, and I'm, like, looking around, like, thinking, here's an ambush.
You're about to be murdered.
Yeah. Right? And nothing happens, and then I realize that the night before, I had been listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed the remote to my stereo. I had one of those stack stereos.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Totally.
It was, like,
yep.
Different components. There was,
yep.
like, three or four of them. And, yep. like, speakers you could separate.
Oh, yeah. I had one center component and then three separate speakers.
Yes, okay. All right.
Yep.
That was, yeah. So I had that, mm-hmm. right? And I had
with
been listening
remote.
To music.
Yeah.
I went to turn it off the night before, and I hit alarm instead.
And it so it just waited,
and so
like
it was set
hours.
To turn on at, apparently...
Like 4 o'clock.
Like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the stereo had just gone off. And, like, it was nice to know that that's what it was, but I was so embarrassed that I had been moved to arm myself with a kitchen knife.
Like,
because
so
of
I like,
a stereo
so
going
I like
off.
That both of us, like, mine was a little bit more legit. Like, the power was cut off to the phone.
And you heard slamming doors and shit. Of course.
Right.
No, yours was very legit.
But I like
And you
how...
were home. I was home.
Right. But still, I probably would have done the same if I was home. So let's play this out. We both have serrated kitchen knives in our hand.
Yes.
You and I are probably two of the most, just in general, is pacifistic a word?
Sure. Pacifist.
Pacifist
yeah.
people ever.
Yeah.
Anti-war, anti-violence, all this stuff.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Right. If we had actually come across someone, the likelihood of us just screaming and dropping said serrated kitchen knife and sprinting the other way... And shitting our pants is highly possible.
Oh my god, yeah. Cowering in the corner, very likely. Begging for my life. I like mud.
If you ask like me, I like to say I like mud.
I totally agree. I have no idea what I was planning on doing with that knife, but...
Stabbing someone through the heart, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this film sucked.
Yeah. We gotta wrap it up, because this podcast went long. And it wasn't really about When a Stranger Calls so much as it was about the folly of owning such a movie as When a Stranger Calls.
It was really terrible.
This movie's awful. Don't seek it out.
No. So, 1, 2, 3,
get rid of it. Of course.
Great, but we can't yet because we still have to watch I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is on the same fucking disc. So
yeah.
Tune in next week for I Know What You Did Last Summer.